Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our weekend food section is on the air, and today we have the editor of Eater Chicago with us, Ishak Salvam. Ishak, I am looking through a few of your posts here, and they're all pretty interesting, especially the one that's headlined, How to Have a Hot Brat Summer. And I guess we have to start with the world-famous Brat Stop. Is it really as good as it's as people say?
Good morning, Bob. And it's a show. It's a show, by the way. And the Brat Stop is awesome. It's, you know, it's a legend. Yeah, obviously, people, especially Cubs fans, going over to Miller Field or whatever it's called to see the Cubs play the Brewers in Wrigley North know all about that one. So it's just for me, brats are about the preparation, and it's about also about like, kind of treating the product with respect. You know, you don't want to see mutilated encased meats where it's too charred and they'll, like, you know, it's all dried out. And they certainly treat the sausages with respect. And I'm saying that's early in the morning. I can't believe I'm saying it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I've driven past it for years, heard about it forever there between Chicago and Milwaukee, just across the state line on I-94, and I guess I'll have to actually stop in.
Yeah, and you know, it's good. Like, I'm not a huge fan of sausages that, like, kind of, it's almost like you have a self-esteem problem if it's, you're relying on too much on gimmicky flavoring, mm-hmm. but they kind of do it more traditional. It's more, like I said, it's about the ground, it's about the spices, and, it's also about the atmosphere. That's just like, you know, you're going to a Brat Stop. It's just a really, really exciting thing.
Brat Stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Let's talk about the Palina Market, another place that's been around for years, and this is the real deal, isn't it?
It's a dangerous place. If I lived around the corner there, I'd be there every day. And like, you spend, it's the best, one of the best places to get meat. It's a great friendly butcher shop, and they're brought, they have a couple of ones. I'm more of a traditionalist, and it's also really high quality, really friendly. Butcher shop that is not too intimidating, even though you look at that case and it's just mountains and mountains of meat. They'll hook you up. They'll take you through. They'll treat you gently there.
The West Side, the West Loop Fulton Market, that used to be the headquarters of Chicago's meatpacking industry, and now you've got the trendy restaurants, but the Publican is still there, and they've got some good stuff, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you see Fulton Market right now, and it's, you know, there's no really signs of what it used to be with the meatpacking industry. And Publican is obviously one of the first restaurants to kind of be a pioneer on the street, and they have a little bit of a casual cafe and a meat counter, and their butcher there, he was on The Bear in season two mm-hmm. on there. He made a little bit of a cameo there. And, he's just one of the master sausage makers. Man's name is Rob Levitt in Chicago. And they have a 4th of July brat that I'm really keen on. And it's just like, you know, I said that I didn't like really gimmicks, but this one works. It has a little blueberry, a little bit of cheese, and, that sausage spot. And they deliver. That's the best thing. If you don't have your car, you need some brat and it's an emergency, you can go online and they will deliver sausage to you.
Perfect. Yes, emergency brats have required many times. Publican quality meats. And why did you put Guaranteed Rate Field on your list?
I am a Sox fan. I'm a Northside Sox fan. Part of it is I wanted a reason to go see a baseball game because, with that losing streak, I gave my son his Sox hat. He's 2.5 years old and 2 days ago. I'm like, you finally get to wear a hat of the winner for after 28 days. There's something just really magical about that flat top. And you could, don't go to the sausage stand that, as much as I love our vendors going through the aisles and everything, when you wrap a sausage, it gets a little steamed, it kind of changes the taste a little bit. go to a sausage stand with a flat top, because the crisp of the sauerkraut, the, you know, just the magic of eating a sausage at a ballpark is unbeatable.
Yeah, I can smell it right now. Eater Chicago's editor Ashok Salvam with us on this Friday, and let's get to your writing about the best places to eat with kids in Chicago. I'm surprised that you had smoke barbecue on this list. Isn't that a little messy with the kids, Ashok?
Well, ribs are funny enough. You know, barbecue, anything with a bone is really easy for kids that aren't too small, so the bones don't get stuck in their throat or, you know, you have a horrific accident. And barbecue ribs, smoke is among the best in the city. And we have a little kit, you know, for our kid with, you know, a bib, a little plate and everything, and you know, the wet ones. And I just want to make sure my kid isn't some nightmare child at a restaurant, and I'm just really paranoid of, like, a staff, like, going on the internet saying, well, this child behaved terribly, and he rapes for Eater Chicago. So, you know, we take the extra precaution to do that, because, you know, things, they're whispers.
Good idea. And they have a nice patio, too, don't they?
Yeah, they are. They are. It's really, you know, casual stuff where you don't have to wait. You can go up to the counter. You know, there's less of a chance of a meltdown. and the patio in the parking lot, which they started during the pandemic, is really nice.
Smoke barbecue. Also, some pretty good chicken at Honey Butter. What do you like about Honey Butter fried chicken?
Again, really friendly hospitality. When you see, you can just kind of see in, like, a restaurant staff's eyes if they want your kid there or not. You know, they just like, oh, wow, you know, we got to deal with someone. We have to clean up with someone. But it is totally a talent and a skill to deal with kids. And Honey Butter does that. They also have a really sprawling, wonderful patio. You know, they really cater to children. But it also feels good enough for an adult. You know, adult, that you can have, like, you know, they have cocktails, they have beer, you can have a couple of pops and still be responsible and have a good time with your kid. And chicken tenders are just an all-time great snack for kids.
Also on Eater's kid-friendly list, you have Daisy's, which you refer to as one of the best all-around restaurants in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. They have a more of a casual menu for lunch and breakfast. They have pastries and, like, sandwiches and wraps. They have high chairs. Of course, not all restaurants have them, and this is, like, kind of an advice for all restaurant owners here. Please invest in high chairs. We really appreciate
yeah.
that. They have butter noodles for dinner. And they have a separate kids menu. I mean, this is like a, I wouldn't say it's fine dining, but it's like an Italian a restaurant with Midwest feel. And they have the best butter noodles I've ever had, because I've stolen them from my child. And to see children eat at noodles, like, I recorded the little one, you know, just puts his hand over there and just throws it in his face. It is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
So they're just not, like, just kind of forgetting about kids. They're really putting an effort to make it taste good.
Daisy's, that was Eater Chicago's 2023 Restaurant of the Year. And an all-time favorite, the iconic Greek Islands, is on this list of yours. Still great, isn't it?
It's so great. It's so consistent. Again, I'm flashing back to when dining rooms were closed during the pandemic. I was shocked. They had such a great carryout operation. They were just boom, boom, boom. Of course, we've also gone to the dining room. And a lot of restaurants like that, especially ones with you know, international flavors and immigrant ties, they really love to bring your family in. They're great for groups. You know, it's not about necessarily getting a sitter. It's about, you know, enjoying food as a unit, and that's one of the places that you can really feel the love.
No chicken nuggets there, but the kids have to love the show with the flaming saganaki, don't they?
Opa!
Yeah, there you go. Also in the Eater, the hottest new restaurants in Chicago, and let's hit on a couple of these. I'm hearing a lot about Trade Dita, which is right behind us here. We're at 303 East Wacker, and Trade Dita is in the St. Regis. Tell us about this place that is getting a lot of buzz these days.
Well, with the Air and Water Show going on this weekend, that is going to be one of the most coveted tables in town. It's one of the prettiest build-outs I've seen. You know, the St. Regis is a luxury, you know, skyscraper tower and hotel, and Let's Entertain You is spared no expense. It is just, you know, a stunner with these huge windows. It's Italian food. They got this chef who is kind of a chef to a lot of celebrities in L.A. named Aaron Funky. He's known for his pasta lab. They actually have a room where you can see the folks make pasta, and supposedly, you know, it's like the perfect environment to make the best pasta possible. I'm not sure if it's more gimmick or more like, hey, let's, you know, take a couple of Instagram photos there, but it exists. And, you know, it's the typical Let Us Entertain You. We're dialed into hospitality, but it is just one of the prettiest restaurants in town. It's like nothing else. And you'll probably will see a celebrity there, because I took a tour of it a couple of months ago before it opened, and there are all these nooks and crannies where, like, celebrities can duck in and have their meal and duck out, and they can, there's even kind of like a deck where they can, like, wave to people. It's kind of a throwback to the restaurants of yore there.
Yeah, in the River East neighborhood there, the St. Regis Hotel, Trey Dita, and that chef you mentioned, Evan Funky, he's got a place in Beverly Hills, Funky's, and the wait to get in there is like ridiculous. I think it's like months. So something right is going on. And before we let you go, Ashok, what's your pick for the best Korean food in Chicago? I know you wrote about this.
Yeah, well, you know, Korean food, there's a lot of variety in. So if you like soup, there's a place called Hanbap in you know, the kind of the you know, Albany Park area of town, but just open in downtown, not too far away from Trey Dita. Perilla Steakhouse. It's on the corner of Wacker and Wabash. It's in the ground floor of the new L7 Hotel, and they have a Korean Italian beef sandwich. We're using bread from D'Amato's, and the meat is kind of an Italian Korean hybrid, and also jardinera that is just out of sight, out of mind. That is great. And each table has a grill in it. So you have the traditional Korean barbecue, but also it does like kind of different dishes, like Korean rice cakes mixed up with cacio pepe. Mm. So it's really innovative. It's kind of pushing the Korean food and Korean American food into a new direction. And I highly recommend it.
Sounds like fun. Hanbat. Read all about all these places and more in The Eater. And our thanks to The Eater Chicago's editor, Ashok Selvam. Have a great weekend. Happy eating.
Thank you. You too, Bob.